Hello, this is DJ Starsage, and I am coming to you sort of live, recorded, from Her Majesty's carriage. Yes, I am on my way to my work day at the candy shop, and I thought I'd give you a peek into the life of the Duchess's jester. So, this is going to be a new series. I am hoping to do this perhaps once a week, and it's just going to be a few minutes about my day-to-day life. So, as I said, I am on my way to work, and I just thought I would take this chance to talk to you about the world of DJ Starsage. And for those unfamiliar, I am one of the hosts of The Faraway Nearby. And my co-host is the lovely Duchess Sue. And not long ago, we decided that DJ stands for the Duchess's Jester. So, this is the life of a modern jester. And we're going to call this show Surely You Jest, because the name just fits. That phrase has several meanings, one of which is, you can't be serious, and you must be kidding. So, of course, being as I am a modern-day jester, the name just seems to fit. So, and Her Majesty's carriage has a name. It is Demora, because I am a sci-fi nerd, and that is the name of Captain Sulu's daughter. So, I am just on my way, as I said, to the candy shop, my place of work, and I have a little bit of a drive. My husband Billy and I made the decision long ago that we wanted to live between both of our jobs so that neither of us had more of a commute. And it's not terrible. We do work in different cities. So, of course, all of our peers say to us, you live where? Well, that's the middle of nowhere. Hi, Christina. But to us, it's home. We were fortunate in that we were able to get a really nice house for our money. We bought it from the original owners, actually. This large Catholic family raised 7 kids, and the house is about 55 years old. It is what's known as a colonial revival, so of course, all the bedrooms are upstairs, and the main design element is that there's a hallway running through the center, and we're going into our 5th year at this house. Possibly someone else might have gotten the remodeling done before now. But we are doing this on a budget, which means, of course, we're doing it ourselves for the most part. We have hired professionals to do things like the electrical, because when one goes to replace an outlet, which homeowners, you can do this. I mean, if you know enough to turn off your circuit breaker to a room, you don't necessarily need a professional. They should check your work afterwards if you haven't done this before, but you should be able to replace something as simple as a light switch or an outlet on your own. Now, we went to replace the first of those the other year when we've been there a bit, and we noticed some, well, dark marks inside the receptacle. So we were actually in the process of putting in the three-prong outlets, the no-fault ground, because the house was built in 1962, and, you know, this was a new concept back then. I mean, there's one bathroom to a four-bedroom house, and the only outlet in the bathroom was part of the light fixture. So, of course, one has to assume that, you know, in that type of home, if there were any daughters in the family, or possibly boys that were fond of their hair, they were doing that in the bedroom. So, anyways, we've done the electrical, and we've upgraded the plumbing. We did have, I want to say there was copper to the heating system, because that's what's known as a, it's not conduction, maybe it is. It's one of those hot water systems. So, the plumbing to those is copper, and I don't believe it was to the kitchen and bathroom. So we upgraded that, and that's our latest homeowner woe, is paying off the bill to have that done. Because although it was done the other year, it doesn't come cheap to have professionals, and rightfully so. These are skilled men and women who have had professional training, which probably would explain why we're not done remodeling the house, since the lion's share is being done by us. I am very fortunate, though, because my husband does have some carpentry skills that he learned doing set production for some community theater and whatnot. And you'd think that with my father having been a building contractor, I would have picked up a little bit more of that trade, but it wasn't really my ambition in life, let's just say. Dad did have us, though, in the 80s, when we were all still little ones. He had us all chip in with the building of one of our houses, and he had us lay down the floorboards. I guess that was his way of making us feel that we'd had a part in building that house. I may have mentioned before, I'm very fortunate that my dad was a building contractor, because although he was not a man with a formal education, he did accomplish quite a bit for somebody with his background. He's built several houses, and I like to consider them to be standing monuments to his accomplishments. Anyways, without getting too sappy, Dad's been gone for quite some time. Oh boy, it's getting close to 20 years, which is half my lifetime. So, it's a little humbling to think that it's been so long. But anyways, of course, one tends to think of ramblings when you think of a jester, because that is something else that a jester is known for, is for being a fool. So, let me entertain you. I am just coming up to a stop now. And like I said, this won't be too terribly long. This is just meant to be a peek into my life. What do we have coming up? Well, let's see, it's summer, and Billy and I are planning some adventures with some of the nearby New York podcasters. hoping to go camping with Toppy Smelly, possibly in a little over a month from now, and possibly Baron Frosty, we'll see. We do enjoy camping. We have not been often. It's more so an issue of having time off together than it is having ambition. I tend to like to travel. However, we only get to do that maybe every other year. My husband, Billy, works in retail, let's just say. And more often than not, we're lucky to have a Sunday off together. And in his line of work, when you've been at your job for any length of time, your skills become sought after because now you can be sent around to places because your skills are recognized. And in the retail world, it is usually considered a part-time job, possibly a first job for a lot of people. So the turnover is impressive. So I have just about made it to the halfway point in my day's commute. That's why you may hear pauses now and then, as I have a few intersections before I hit the highway. But let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh yes, we just recently concluded a contract term with our cell provider, our mobile phone service, and I am very pleased to figure out, or to say that I was able to figure out pinching a few pennies. It is impressive how much these companies take advantage of you, all in the name of allegiance. Oh, if you sign up for, you know, 2 years, we'll give you this fancy, modern piece of tech that fits in your pocket. And, oh no, we're not going to call it a contract anymore. We're just going to make you pay installment fees. That's it. You know, like when you had your first apartment, you rented the furniture because you didn't make very much and you paid every month to have it. That's not phone service. I don't know what NASA-grade hardware you're working with here, but I really I don't see the point in going to such lengths to have the latest and greatest. I mean, if you boil it right down to it, all a modern phone is a touchscreen with high-end circuitry behind it. And I mean, they sell tablets at discount stores nowadays. I mean, here in the Northeast, we have a place called Big Lots, and you can get yourself a tablet there. I mean, my 70-something-year-old mother-in-law bought herself a tablet with her tax return the other year, and I managed to teach her that before getting her her first smartphone. So you can't tell me that a phone is any great expense, especially since memory cards have come down so much in price over the years because memory is becoming cheaper. So, anyways, our contract ended and I said, sayonara, I don't need a new phone, and I'm going over here where I can save Boohoo Bucks. Anyways, this is the first episode of Surely You Jest, and if you would like, please join the Duchess Sue and I over at pride48.com on the fourth Saturday of each month. We do our live show at 5 p.m. Eastern. And I will say goodbye for now. And please come back. There will be more to come. Bye for now.
This program is a proud member of UniVoice. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVoicePods.net.